A 4-year-old boy was kneeling by his bedside with his father. It was time for night prayers, giving hugs, and getting tucked into bed. The boy began with his favorite rhymed prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. This time, however, as the boy proceeded, he got a bit tongue-tied and said, "If I should wake before I die." He stopped, giggled, looked sheepishly at his father, and exclaimed, "Oops, sorry, Daddy, I got all mixed up." The dad just smiled, let the boy finish, and tucked him into bed. As the father walked out of his son's bedroom, he thought more about this illuminating confusion and thought to himself, "No, son, I think you said the words exactly as they should be prayed." Today's gospel suggests that those who follow Jesus should, in fact, wake before they die. Why? Because Jesus urges upon us a kind of hypervigilance regarding the end times, whenever they might come. There seems to be a right way and a wrong way to keep this vigil as we await God's kingdom. But Jesus makes it clear that there are signs we should be doing, signs of things we should be doing as we watch and wait, reflecting the attitude of fearlessness and trust that we should adopt as his followers. Jesus opens this passage on being vigilant about the coming of God's kingdom with a very clear admonition. Do not be afraid any longer, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. A number of Christian preachers have ignored this part of Jesus' message and instead have used the approaching end times as a way to frighten people into righteousness. Jesus did not suggest that our vigilance should result in constant anxiety. Someone once suggested that Christians should live their lives as though Christ were coming this afternoon. Well, whatever the truth this might convey, it is surely unrealistic and impractical, because if taken literally, it would mean that we would sit by passively and always be agitated. And that's not what Jesus wants. The vigilance suggested by Jesus is more than simply a passive waiting with our eyes always open. Our eyes cannot be merely gazing heavenward at some future kingdom of God. Our waiting should include an active engagement with the issues that Jesus preached when he was on earth. That is, issues of justice, mercy, and peace. In other words, we can't sit by inactively. We have to build the kingdom we're waiting for. A reading in the Divine Office, prayed by priests, deacons, religious, and many lay people, exhorts us to be watchful, for your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, goes about seeking someone to devour. Today's gospel implies that the enemy we're looking for might be very subtle, leading us to believe that simply waiting is enough, But Jesus encourages us to be ready for action when he says, "Gird your loins and light your lamps." Jesus promises that the result of our vigilant waiting and active preparation will be a wonderful banquet with a surprising waiter to serve us. Jesus made the shocking suggestion that the vigilant servants will be rewarded by being served themselves by, of all people, the Master himself. How are we to make sense of this stunning reversal? Well, if you have made the habit of waiting for Jesus by being attentive to those in need, by serving others, then we will recognize easily recognize him as the one who ties on the apron and serves us a feast. The treasure Jesus speaks of might well be our accumulated efforts to procure and to actively offer to others peace, justice, mercy, and forgiveness in this life. Then when the Master calls us to account, we will have nothing to be concerned about. We will have nothing to fear. And this treasury of behaviors will be ours to enjoy for all eternity.